Hello, and welcome to Grammy Ann's podcast. I hope you're all doing good and take all the precautions you need to necessary to keep from getting sick, because it's not a fun thing from what I understand. Today I'm going to talk about a couple of different subjects. One has to do with healthy eating, growing, dry good canning, hydroponics, essential oils for antibiotics or antibacterial. And of course, paleo eating is always good because it's fresh vegetables, all that good stuff. Another one is the government health through the virus stuff right now. They're looking at giving us a stimulus. And that's about it. There's a whole bunch on both of those that I want to go through. But right now, I want you to stay with me while I go to a word from my sponsor. Hi, and welcome back. Glad to have you all here. I'm going to start out today talking about something near and dear to my heart. The best thing to do naturally is to use what God gave you on earth to use. Now, if you don't have access to antibiotics or antibacterial type soaps or anything like that, then the next best thing you can do is look in your cupboard. Now, I'm going to give you something here that it's honey with turmeric, and it's the most potent antibiotic that not even doctors can explain. It's just, turmeric helps with so many different things. The amazing properties and unique flavor of turmeric have been valued and used for centuries. Now, this incredibly healthy, deep yellow spice offers a lot of medicinal qualities and is commonly used in Chinese, Indian, and Ayurvedic medicine. Now, for this little thing here, you take 1 teaspoon of ground turmeric, therapeutic quality. Make sure it's therapeutic quality. 1/4 raw honey, 1/4 cup. And 2 drops of lemon essential oil, food grade. And I get my essential oils from either Young Living or, and these are just as good. Eden Gardens has some great prices, and they have all their testing right on their site. So they have a great quality, and you can see it, the testing reports, on the same page. So you don't ever want to ingest an oil that you aren't sure of. Always look at your testing. And in taking that, you mix the ingredients, you stir them well, and you cover them. And then you store the mixture at room temperature. And before each use, you stir it. Now, you take this to fight the flu or the cold. And you take 1/2 teaspoon several times a day. I would take it every couple hours. You know, it's like having a pill that is time-lapse, you know. Do you just do it yourself this way? Set your little alarm on your phone and there you have it. It helps so much more than colds and flu though. And that's the best thing about this. Turmeric has been known, there's been studies where it has helped with cancer as well. So always a good thing to have in your cupboard is turmeric. I add it to a lot of different foods that I eat. See, that many people have used turmeric in the treatment of wounds and cuts, whether they have skin issues, even muscle sprains, liver diseases, that's the other one, breathing issues, stomach issues, as well as gastric, inflammation, infection, malignant tumors. So its active ingredient, and I have this as well. I'm not sure if it's the same or what, but I got both names. It's called curcumin, and it provides a really powerful antimicrobial anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant property. Turmeric effectively fights inflammation in your body. Osteoarthritis, gastritis, microbes, gastric, and peptic ulcers. It improves the function of your brain and treats Alzheimer's disease and helps in the case of your other countless health issues. So using turmeric and having it in honey is going to help you with allergies as well. So you always take the honey from a local source. Don't overdo it. You know that too much of a good thing can be bad for you. Get that honey sweet tooth going, right? All this is according to Dr. Josh Axe. He's a doctor that has done studies on this. He says the turmeric, curcuma longa, the main spice in the Indian dish curry, is argued by many to be the most powerful herb on the planet at fighting and potentially reversing disease. Turmeric benefits are incredibly vast, he says, and very thoroughly researched. Currently, there are over 10,000 peer-reviewed articles published proving turmeric benefits. This puts turmeric on the top of the list as one of the most frequently mentioned medicinal herbs in all of science. So, having said all that, folks, every couple of hours, take a half a teaspoon of this beautiful mixture, and I'll tell you what, you're going to find yourself feeling better in a lot of different ways, not just for the main thing you took it for, but other things that you find that you're dealing with. You can add it to milk or tea even. So, take some echinacea tea. Make sure that you're boosting your system, boosting your immune system with vitamin C and B complex and vitamin D. Make sure you're taking the things you need so that your body has what it needs to fight off infection, bacteria, viruses, whatever it is. And always wash your hands. Always remember to wash your hands. Now, on the next episode here, or the next segment, I'm going to go through some different things as far as essential oils. There's a lot of different essential oils out there as well. You can get turmeric oil to to use. So I'm going to go through that here, but right now I'm going to go to a commercial from our sponsor, and I'll talk to you in a minute. Hi, and welcome back. So glad to have you here. I'm going to go through, like I said, essential oils now. I'm going to use Dr. Axe again. He is at draxe.com and has just a great amount of information on how to deal with your body and naturally as well. He has health, nutrition, recipes, essential oils, beauty, fitness, and he is seems to be quite the expert on what goes on here. Essential oils. What antibacterial essential oils are there? So far, I've found that cinnamon, clove, thyme, oregano, rosemary, they all possess a strong antibacterial activity against staph, salmonella, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, clove oil being the most effective. Now there are other oils that are just as effective, and they are, of course, tea tree oil, also known for its properties at fighting staph. Staphylococcus is one of those things that I know wrestlers, they get from mats. A lot of different fungus and things like that can be fought with these antibacterials. I'm going to read to you here. This is from Dr. Axe. It says, if you could get the support you needed to fight bacteria from a natural resource, why wouldn't you? Especially if you're unable to go to the store to get it, right? There's always alternatives. We always get tunnel vision, so we need to look outside the box. Interestingly, most prescription medicines are actually modeled after essential oils derived from plants, and whenever possible, I suggest opting for a natural approach first and foremost. That's something I've studied for a long time. Got tired of medicine because it seemed to affect other parts of my body in an adverse way. That's why if you're looking to fight bacteria, though, there's no better option than a combination of healthy foods and bacterial essential oils, antibacterial essential oils. Now, the reason for this is that when you put synthetics in your body doesn't know how to process these so-called foreign substances. And even if the medicine eliminates the problem, it's likely to cause another. It can greatly interfere with your hormones, endocrine system, brain function, and much more. And of course, it's critical that you're educated before you try any substance, whether synthetic or natural, but in most cases, the natural approach benefits you the most, especially in the long run. A study published in Neuropharmacology shared that when synthetics were consumed, it caused issues with brain functionality by impairing cognitive function and memory. Now, I don't know about you guys, but the older I get, the less I want my memory function impaired with. Okay. Another reason is that prescribed antibiotics can make bacterial strains antibiotic resistant. And we've heard a lot about that in the last 2 decades. In other words, synthetic forms of antibiotics typically kill the good bacteria that resides in your body. And you need that good bacteria to stay healthy. If your gut bacteria bad, so is your health. So if you're killing your gut bacteria with all the foreign foods and the processed foods and the boxed and canned stuff and all this stuff that's not natural is killing the bacteria in your stomach, in your gut. If that's bad, your system is weakened. Okay, let's see. In other words, synthetic forms of antibiotics typically kill the good bacteria that resides in your body. That's why I cringe every time I have to take an antibiotic. And you need that good bacteria to stay healthy. And at the same time, though, many antibiotics are not effective at killing bacteria at all because the infection you're trying to fight becomes resistant to the medication due to its widespread use. It's like a catch-22. Hand sanitizers are the perfect example of antibacterial overkill. And that's why you should cut back on antibacterial soap and prescription meds and instead opt for these next 4 antibacterial essential oils. And I'm going to go through these with you right now. If you want to get a pen and paper, I will be happy to go through them. Top 4 antibacterial essential oils. Now, essential oils have been around for centuries fighting everything, whether we're talking essential oils for anxiety or depression, to essential oils with arthritis and allergies. So Dr. Dax says the idea of using them to fight infection is not anything new. They've been used to stave off anything from disease-causing bacteria and viruses to fungus. And ultimately, evidence shows that antibacterial essential oils can effectively kill bacteria without becoming resistant to making them great antibacterial, making them great antibacterial and antimicrobial resources. He says, what I've found in clinical practice and consistent in medical literature is that oregano, cinnamon, thyme, and tea tree oils are some of the most effective antibacterial essential oils for fighting bacterial infections. Cinnamon oil, not only do I love the taste of cinnamon and use it all the time, but baking using it in baking and in, you know, your gluten-free oatmeal, and it's even better knowing that every time you use it, you're fighting off potential bad bacteria from your body. Now, studies published, he says, in the Journal of Contemporary Dental Practice were conducted on the effectiveness of cinnamon oil against Plantonic E. faecalis in a root canal procedure. Oh, yes. I can tell you stories about one of those. The results showed that cinnamon essential oil eliminated bacterial growth after 7 and 14 days of procedure, making it a compatible natural option. And the study concluded that cinnamon zelenicum essential oil is an efficient antibacterial agent against Plantonic and biofilm E. faecalis and can be a great antimicrobial agent in root and canal treatment. Now, when I had a tooth pulled, I thought I was going to die. You know how you get dry socket sometimes. And I called my doctor and he called me back in. And he gave me a gauze pack with clove oil on it. And I'll tell you what, that essential oil killed the pain. So believe me when I'm saying these essential oils can really, really help you in a multitude of things. The next oil he talks about is Dr. Axe, is thyme oil. Now, thyme oil is great as an antimicrobial, he says. Studies were conducted at the University of Tennessee's Department of Food Science and Technology to evaluate its effect against bacteria found in milk and salmonella. Like with the cinnamon essential oil, droplets of thyme essential oil with the GRAS recognition, which is generally recognized as safe, were placed on the bacteria. Back to Granny Ann's podcast. So essential oils, like we were talking about, very good for you. Go Google it, look online, start doing some studying, know what you have and know what you can use when you don't have what you need from the pharmacy. I'm going to just go over a couple of little things here. I've been looking at hydroponics as far as if you don't have dirt, you might have a river or water that you can detour a little bit to where you have ability to grow that way and not have to have soil. Just get a tub or a tank or something. There's always something you can use when you absolutely need it. There are thousands of Americans that are using hydroponic techniques, and they grow their own food all the time. I can't tell you how important it is not to have Monsanto on my food. The GMO is something that you just truly want to stay away from. Not good for you, kills your gut bacteria, and makes you sick. So one of those things I would look at is the Hydroponic Garden Secret, and look that up and look up videos on YouTube about hydroponics. I've seen people use PVC and put holes in them and they're growing their vegetables right out of there, whether it's romaine or whatever. There's so many things that you can do from home with what you have. So please look at that and check it out, because it really is a viable option for us to use in this type of times that we're in. And I wanted to also talk about today the coronavirus relief checks that President Trump and Congress are talking about. This is from Oregon Live today. It says, coronavirus relief checks could be $3,000 for family of four, U.S. Treasury Secretary says. Now, this is Secretary Steve Mnuchin. He was speaking at a coronavirus task force briefing Tuesday. Oh, and happy St. Patrick's Day in the past, by the way. Anyway, It says a family of four could get as much as $3,000 in coronavirus relief under the White House plan to propose to unleash $1 trillion to shore up households and the U.S. economy amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now, he said, Secretary Mnuchin said Thursday that the checks in the mail would be direct deposited into people's accounts under the plan that the Trump administration has proposed to Congress. The payments would be $1,000 per adult and $500 per child, so that a family of two parents and two children would receive $3,000. And Mnuchin was telling Fox Business Network during this meeting. The goal is to get that money out in 3 weeks. So that's by the 1st of April. That's a lot of money for hardworking Americans, he said. He also said such families would receive another $3,000 6 weeks later if the national emergency still exists. Officials have previously said the money is expected to be allocated by income level to exclude the super wealthy. Congress is rushing to compile the sweeping economic rescue package and the biggest undertaking since the 2008 recession and financial crisis in a matter of days. Details on Trump's economic rescue plan, though, are still being worked out, and it's sure to grow beyond $1 trillion, they said. But its centerpiece is to dedicate $500 billion to start issuing direct payments to Americans starting early next month. Now, the Treasury Department proposed two $250 billion cash infusions to individuals, a first set of checks issued starting April 6th with a second wave in mid-May. The emerging package would also funnel cash to businesses to keep workers on payroll as widespread sectors of the $21 trillion U.S. economy all but shut down. And I know we're all dealing with this because we have Roseburg Lumber here in Oregon is talking about shutting its doors right now. You can't even go and exchange cans for money because of the virus possibility on the aluminum. I just want you all to understand that there are so many things that are there that can hurt us virus-wise, whether it's cardboard or aluminum or whatever it is. You just gotta be careful. Okay, the emerging package, he said, would also funnel cash to businesses to help keep workers on payroll as widespread sectors of the economy all but shut down. Now, it's also expected, though, to include sweeping health provisions, and President Trump has invoked wartime authority, we all heard that yesterday, to ramp up output of vital medical supplies and erect temporary field hospitals under the Defense Production Act. Excuse me. There is not a day to lose, so we all must really keep ourselves protected and keep ourselves alert as to what's going on and what's around us. Think of those around you and the elderly and the child or the sick. Make sure that you are taking all precautions to make sure everyone is safe. Now, President Trump, he's already signed into law a $100 billion-plus bill to boost testing for the coronavirus and guaranteed paid sick leave for millions of workers that have been hit by it. So he's doing everything he possibly can within his reach to get help to those that need it. I guess the Senate plans to remain in session until the third coronavirus bill passes, which is the one with the third phase, which is the money bill. The pressure is enormous on lawmakers, though, to act fast and not allow, you know, one-upmanship to get in the way of results. No partisanship stuff. Economists are saying that the country is probably already in recession, and the panic has many lawmakers shedding their ideological baggage to grapple with an enormous undertaking for a crisis that exceeds the scope of the 2008 financial panic. A virtual weeks-long shutdown of many businesses and unemployment that could spike to 20% by some estimates. So, just remember, though, that for most people, the new virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as a fever and cough. For some, especially older adults though, and people with existing health problems, it can cause more of a severe illness, including pneumonia. And pneumonia is where the issues come in. The vast majority of people though, recover from the new virus. And this is according to the World Health Organization. It says people with mild illness recover in about 2 weeks, while those with more severe illness may take 3 to 6 weeks to recover. So this whole thing is being taken care of quite well by President Trump. And even CNN, Dana Blasio. Is it Dana Blasio? Dana Bash? Anyway, Dana on CNN has even touted Trump for his quick thinking and work, and Andrew Cuomo for the ship, the Mercy ship that we sent, or that Trump sent to New York to help with the overburdened hospitals. Everything's going pretty well, and just don't panic, don't binge buy. And if you are in the mood for music right now on luckreunion.com/till, T-I-L, further notice, Willie Nelson, Paul Simon, and a host of others are putting on a concert right now online. If you go to that site, luckreunion.com/till further notice, and you'll be able to watch it for free. They were doing it because we're all homebound, and that's just what Willie does. Well, this is Grammy Ann. I hope that you've gotten some things out of what I've said. I thank you for bearing with me on only my second podcast for this whole ordeal. My second podcast forever, period. I'm learning. I appreciate you guys. I just love being able to talk to people about things that are going on, and I hope you enjoy listening. God bless. Take care. Stay safe. And I'll see you next week.